From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, June 1st at 8:55, and we have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Markets today are mixed, a little bit lower on the corn. July corn down 3 at 443 and 3 quarters. New crop December corn down 2 and 3 quarters at 472 and a quarter. Bean markets flat here on July at 1186 and a half. And the new crop soybeans November up a penny and a quarter at 1191 and a quarter. Soybean meal down on the July 360 at 326.20. We do have a higher trade in the wheat. July Chicago wheat up 2 1/4 at 612 and a half. Kansas City wheat up 4 3/4 at 654 and a half. The higher price markets here today are in the energy sector. Crude oil July up 6.55, up to 93.90 on the futures, with a little stalemate in the war, it looks like, from Iran's standpoint. And that really was the weekend news, as Trump announced he's in no big rush to really strike a deal with Iran. So I think the lack of progress has got the energies higher today after a fairly large sell-off last week. That large sell-off in the energies did put pressure on the grain and oil seeds with no new war news. The commodity sector is now going to start trading the crop conditions and the seasonal pattern for the grains. So as we're entering June 1st here today, looks to the weather of really kind of some favorable conditions here across the corn belt. I think that's partly why December corn fell down here to about 473 this morning, is most of the rains across North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska over the weekend is really helping out the newly planted corn and soybean crop. So we will see an update here this afternoon. The USDA is set to release the first set of corn and soybean ratings here on the crops. Expected to see pretty favorable conditions here, and that comes out today at 3 p.m. Central. Jumping to the other reports, we had a CFTC commitment of traders report come out Friday. As of last Tuesday, we saw fairly large selling across the commodity sector from large traders, reducing their net corn position, about 88,000 contracts sold, still holding a large position long, but reducing it a good size. We also saw that in the bean complex, selling about 20,000 contracts and 14,000 of the Chicago wheat. Traders are really taking a risk-off approach until weather concern sets in here for the grain and oil seeds. Other big news was in the livestock sector. A case of the New World screwworm has been found just about 30 miles from the border of U.S. and Mexico. This would be the closest confirmed case to the U.S. That we know of to date. If that does indeed enter U.S. herds, that's seen to be friendly as it would reduce supplies. And that does have the livestock markets up here today with the live cattle up 45 at 248.70 and the feeders up a buck 90 at 350.30 on the August. With that, I'll wrap up and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much, Logan. Have a great rest of your day. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we should see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 56 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 79 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.